CBS presents this program in color.
You had me beat, Schultz. You played like a master, right up to the end.
Oh, such bad luck, I do not understand it. And you practically promised me that I'm going to win.
Well, maybe better luck this time, Schultz.
No. If Commandant Klink catches me, he will send me to the front.
Oh, how stupid of me, just to lose a month's salary.
Well, have it your way, Schultz. You may be walking away from a winner.
I'm walking. Anyone open?
I'm in for five.
While I am temporarily out of funds, I'm sure that my integrity...
Schultz, cash game only, sorry.
Oh, wait a minute, Colonel Hogan. You used to pay me for certain information.
No, Schultz, I wouldn't want you to be a traitor.
You're too fine for that.
Yeah, much too fine.
A lovely person.
Oh, I'm no better than anyone else.
Well, if you put it that way, sure.
A small bridge was blown up 5 miles from here last night.
Cool, blimey.
Come on, Schultz, you can do better than that.
But Chip.
Hey, that's not worth $5.
Marty, old Chip. Wait. He's in. But you'll have to come up with better than that, Schultz, if anybody raises.
Five cards.
Three.
Three for the colonel. Schultz, eh?
None.
Oh. I'll take two.
Carter.
One.
One and three for the dealer.
It's up to you.
$10?
Huh? On what? You could buy the old bleeding bridge for less than that.
Forget it.
Wait, give him a chance. We have here a man who wants to betray his country. Let's give him a chance.
Thank
you. What's the information?
The night before, 2 miles from the bridge, a barn was set on fire.
A barn?
The commandant thinks an underground band is working around here. $10.
$10. What do you got, Schultz?
A beautiful fall.
Wouldn't you know I'd draw two more kings? That makes four of a kind. You're a bad poker player, but a wonderful trader.
You post sentries.
Don't go for the rifles. It would be most impractical.
Just a moment. We may be on the same side. You're American and French?
I don't know whether we want to be on the same side. No sentries, a lantern you can see a mile away. Your gun's out of reach.
We are very young in the underground, monsieur.
Well, you're not going to get very old in it the way you're going. Sit down. You, look out.
But she's French.
And I'm American. Look out.
Yes, sir.
There are only two of you.
We have more.
Unfortunately, we are only four. But if you are also operating as an underground, perhaps we could work together.
Possible.
3 nights ago, we burned up a barn. 2 nights ago, we blew up a bridge.
It's too much risk for too little.
But we are too few to do more. How many men do you have?
Look, the less you know about me and the less I know about you is that much less the Gestapo can find out, in case any of us are captured.
Yes, of course, I see that.
If I could find you, so can they.
Yes, this is what we have needed, someone to lead us. We will learn from you, my friend.
Sir, planes, American bombers, I think.
There's a railroad near here, they're probably after it. Douse that fire, put out the light.
It's coming closer.
Have a better chance outside, come on. Dark when you're flying up there.
You're a flyer. Mm-hmm. Would you like to be up there with them?
Not at the moment.
I must be peculiar. There are many things I like about the war. Well, not the killing, no, but when one understands that in war there's so little time, then one can use that time. You know?
I think I do.
One can even use the moment when bombs are falling. Especially when bombs are falling. I can say that I like your arm around me. I can say you're a very attractive man. You know, tomorrow then. Germans may shoot us. Our friends up there may kill us by accident. But what's left of tonight or tomorrow, one can use, one can live. Is that a terrible thing to say?
No. It's a beautiful thing to say.
Sir? They've gone on toward the railroad. Sir?
Here. A munitions train exploded. Here. A Tiger tank was stolen. And here, a whole ammunition dump was blown up. Do you see that, Clink?
Yes, I see it. I see it.
Every X, an unsolved act of sabotage in the last 6 months.
That is disgrace. Absolutely disgrace.
All in a circle around this area. And what is in the center of that circle, Clink?
Well, now, it looks like Stalag 13.
It is Stalag 13.
Now, certainly the Gestapo does not think that there is any connection.
The Gestapo thinks, Colonel Clink. If you were awake instead of asleep, you would have caught those responsible.
But my duties here are in making Stalag 13 an unbreakable band of steel.
Well, of course the best officers are at the front.
That was very well put.
Except for those of us entrusted with security. I took one look at this map, and I knew that a powerful band of partisans were operating in this area. Now, how best to find them? By posing as another band.
Don't tell me you found them already.
In less than a week. Contact was made last night.
And they did not suspect anyone?
Absolutely nothing.
Tough luck, McColonel.
The whole setup was a phony. I should have known it.
But you didn't tell him anything, Colonel. What harm is there?
Nothing I won't get over.
Brilliant operation.
Now, how do you intend to capture them?
I will lead the entire band into a trap. You will be waiting with your guards.
But, Captain, my men are not trained for this. You said yourself, the best men are at the front. I have the dregs here. Nothing but dregs.
We will make do. Tonight, the leader of the partisans will suggest to me a joint mission.
And I know exactly what that mission will be.
How do you know? Take a look at the map, Clint. It's
the only strategic target in the area they have not hit.
Not Stalag 13? No, not Stalag 13, the railroad tunnel.
Trap them in there like flies in a bunnel.
Look,
come we never blew up that tunnel before?
Just never got around to it, Colonel.
Well, we're going to do it now. They're going to do it now.
The Gestapo?
Don't you just know it?
That is the target?
That's right, Stalag 13.
But I thought that possibly the railroad tunnel north of here.
Small potatoes. Just think of hundreds of POWs scattered across Germany. Take a division to round them up.
Yes, that is correct. But how would you free so many?
Dynamite. Dynamite the guard towers, dynamite the fences.
Dynamite? Where would you get it?
That's your part of the operation. We'll supply the men, you supply the explosives. All right, we'll meet here tomorrow night.
Just a moment! You cannot leave like this. We must make plans. We must exchange information. We must make plans.
I've made my plans. You just come up with the stuff.
Please?
Howie, look out.
You were going off? Just like that? You are very busy tonight.
It's a busy war.
I have changed my mind. I do not like war. This operation, you're going on with them?
We're all going on it.
But do you think you know them well enough?
After it's over, we'll all know each other better.
You know, I've been thinking. Why couldn't we run away? We could get out of Germany. It could be just the two of us. We could be free. Was last night all on my part? Not on yours?
In war, you survive by not getting involved, not getting too close. It works better that way.
I see.
It's hard. You meet someone and she's on the other side.
I'm gonna ask Flink for a furlough. I need it. I really need it.
Jawohl! Herr Kapitän!
Get a detail. You will fill this requisition. I will be with Commandant Klink.
It will be done, Herr Captain. It will be done, Herr Captain. Colonel Hogan! Colonel Hogan!
Coming, Schultz.
Colonel Hogan, a prisoner detail! Yeah. Colonel Hogan, you have to get a prisoner detail to load 12 cases of dynamite on the truck right away. Colonel Hogan. You wish to load it yourself, huh?
We'll run into somebody, Schultz. Did you believe it, Schultz? We found out all the dynamite in here was absolutely worthless. Here, let me show you.
No, please!
Worthless?
Mm-hmm. So we figured we'd replace it with some of the good stuff from down below. And after all, Plank has been like a father to us, you know. The least we could do is...
Please, Colonel Hogan. This is a matter for the Gestapo. I have to report it. On some occasion, I look the other way because in war, I do not want to take sides. This, I must report.
I agree with you, Schultz.
Do? Why?
Matter of honor. I also think we should make a clean breast of the poker game, too.
The poker game?
All to ask a man to betray his country? I want to get that off my chest.
Then hold. I see nothing.
They are attacking Stalag 13 tonight? Hello?
What are you doing?
I'm calling Berlin for troops.
Pull yourself together, Clink. Berlin cannot spare troops. They will not be needed.
But I thought the railroad tunnel flies in the bottle.
That was changed. Your men will shoot them down when they're trying to dynamite the guard towers.
Dynamite the guard towers?
It is not real dynamite.
Oh, yes, of course. We arranged for that.
We arranged. It is being loaded on my truck now.
Uh-huh. Wait. How many men do they have? From what direction are they attacking? At what time?
Clink, when I find out, I will tell you. On this.
Aha! The radio.
You will have it manned at all times.
At all times, sir.
And remember, Clink, the Gestapo does not want a single man to escape this trap.
I shall accept the responsibility, Captain.
Good.
Captain, they could perhaps spare a battalion.
I must protest, Colonel Clink, the use of prisoners of war to load munitions. That's a direct violation of the Geneva Convention.
Mm-hmm. Anyone blown up?
Well, thanks to that vicious Sergeant Schultz. And furthermore,
I am glad you are here. By my orders, all prisoners are confined to the barracks tonight. And anyone caught in the compound will be shot.
Something big in the wind?
I cannot discuss it.
Short wave, Seth. Hey, you're setting up a command post here, huh?
A command post? I suppose it is a field commander's duty to stay a bit behind the firing line.
From that window there, you get a perfect view of the entire operation, whatever that is.
Yes, this shall be my command post.
Colonel Hogan,
mm-hmm.
Tonight you're going to see that I'm more than just a desk officer. Tonight you're going to see the other side of Clink.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I'll be confined to barracks.
I give you permission to pee.
No, thanks. Can't stand the sight of blood.
Yes, we are ready. The rest of your men are outside.
This is it.
This is it? You propose to attack Stalag 13 with three men?
Yeah, we've been thinking about that. You were right. Let's blow up the tunnel.
You cannot do that!
Why not? You got the dynamite, didn't you?
Well, of course, but... Tell me something. Did you do all this sabotage with three men?
We take vitamins. Let's
go. No. I will join you outside. I will meet you at the truck. I have to check my ammunition.
Just the man for that. He's in charge of ammunition demolition. Glad to do it.
Yeah, glad to. No, I have to... I have to do it myself. A soldier's superstition. I will meet you at the truck.
Have it your way. All right, I want you in the tunnel with these two. Plant the dynamite.
And me?
In the tunnel.
But, sir, you can't let her...
In the tunnel.
Commandant Clink! Commandant Clink!
Jawohl, Herr Kapitän. Jawohl.
Wants troops to surround our men in the tunnel. You think I should send them any?
Well, at least you could promise, Kinch. I mean, how much could that cost?
I shall send 50 men, with myself leading them. We shall catch them like flies in a bottle.
You sounded like Clink's own brother. You're not related, are you?
I'll have to ask him.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Commandant, I found the trouble. The wires are cut.
That's good news. It means they're already inside the camp.
Shall I alert the troops, Herr Commandant?
Yes, Schultz, alert the troops.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant.
Wait, I'll come with you.
This should just about do it, boys. There's enough stuff in here to bring down this whole mountain.
Of course. The whole mountain.
Hey, halt!
Job should be done by now.
Yes, the whole job. Any minute now.
Get away! Get away, please! Get away! Don't you understand? He's a Gestapo officer.
It is already too late. Colonel Klink and his troops from Stalag 13 are surrounding us now.
You mean we're not going to blow up the tunnel?
The dynamite is fake.
Would you like me to demonstrate?
What happened?
I think what happened is you pushed that little thing down.
Too bad those other fellows wanted to wait in the tunnel.
At least this should attract Klink's attention, shouldn't it?
You have tricked me. Klink is not coming.
Could have told you he was unreliable if you'd asked me.
Do not make a move toward me.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Try a little choke.
Can't you stop him? All my family is in France. If he tells the Gestapo I betrayed him, they're going to...
Don't worry about it, honey. I don't think he's going to say a word to anybody.
I can't understand it. Where are they? They couldn't have dropped them by parachute?
Commandant, the ground is very hard. I shoot much better standing up. Which isn't so good either.
Schultz, stay down, stay down. We must be ready, we must be... What's that?
It sounds like a truck. Or a tank.
A tank? They're attacking in tanks. Fire, Schultz. Commence firing! Are they still attacking?
It looks like one is attacking, Herr Commandant.
One? Who is it?
It was the Gestapo captain. Why should the Gestapo captain want to attack us?
We'll get you out of Germany. We have sort of a transportation corps.
You will come too?
After the war.
After the war. I do not like war. No.
You, heard what happened last night, Colonel Hogan?
Something happened? I slept like a baby.
Last night, not 5 miles from here, a railroad tunnel was blown up.
A railroad tunnel?
Yes. Now, were not all prisoners confined to the barracks last night, I might suspect you of complicity.
Utterly unfair.
However, in a more or less related incident, a Gestapo captain who was trying
to... How sad.
What's so sad?
That he was shot by the saboteurs while trying to escape. That's what you're trying to tell me?
No! Yes! He was shot by the saboteurs.
My official report to Berlin.
Thank you, Colonel Hogan. You may go.
Was he a nice fellow?
What? The Gestapo man? What difference does it make?
None. Just they need nice fellows. You know?